This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
The Super Bowl is set. What is it? 54, I think? Super Bowl 54? Yeah. Is that right?
San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs. And what I'm really excited about is right after the game, the premiere of The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big, right?
I can't believe they're actually promoting that.
they are really hand in hand.
Hardcore. They're like, don't forget, right after the Super Bowl, Masked Singer. It's like, what?
Yeah, I guess every show that follows the Super Bowl, though, just does huge ratings.
I know.
Right? Because people leave the TV on. I don't know if they actually watch it, but they leave the TV on. So they always promote that show for some reason.
By the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, I can't believe you didn't get my joke.
What joke?
The paper plastic.
I got your joke. I just didn't respond to it.
That was funny. I was texting BJ and I said, paper plastic.
Yeah,
and
on a sack.
And he didn't get it because it was a sack.
I did get it. I just didn't respond to it. Of course I know what a sack is.
It was a sack joke.
So Saturday with the games play. Oh, Sunday, I guess it was. The games were playing. I'm a Tennessee Titans fan. Still wearing the Tennessee Titans hat this morning.
Nice.
Simply because they had a great season. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Nobody expected them to be in that game.
But
they played the Kansas City Chiefs, Jamie's team. She lived in Kansas City at one time.
That was my first radio job.
Yeah, and it's a good reason to back them, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Saturday when the game got underway, I mean, there wasn't a peep from either one of us back and forth, okay? Because you don't know in the first quarter what's going to happen. And Tennessee actually took the lead. But no, being the...
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You timed that just as I was about to say something that was very important here. BJ didn't fire the first shot, okay, when it came to the barbs back and forth between Jamie and I during the game.
I had to sit back and wait, make sure.
Yeah,
make
you got to make sure you're in the clear before
before you start giving
it. I had every opportunity to fire away in the first quarter. I'm up 3-0. Then I'm up 10-0. Tennessee Titans, it looks like they're going to be in this game and possibly even win the game. And then the tide turned.
Yeah.
By about halftime. Yeah. When they got to halftime, right before halftime, they scored to make it 21-17.
Yeah.
That's when Jamie decided it was time.
I went in, friends.
Head first.
I did.
She started firing text at me. Started taunting me. And then when Kansas City came out in the third quarter and scored that next touchdown, which really put things away.
Yeah.
Boy, did it get ugly there. She first started in the first half, right before they took the lead, with a holding play. And she gives me some referee waving his arms, dancing.
I sent him a GIF. A GIF.
And then they scored. And once they scored in the third quarter, when it didn't look so good for my Tennessee Titans, she sends a piece of toast with its toes wagging. Yeah, the toast has toes, and they're waving at you like. And she writes, "You're toast. You're toast." That's when it all started. That's where it all started.
I mean, her chirps are on point. I can't really deny it.
I wrote back.
That is so creepy. It is toast with toes.
It is.
Have you seen that one?
No.
It's so creepy.
And they're wiggling.
That does look weird.
Yeah. Okay. And so I wrote back. She says, "You're toast." I wrote back, "Ha ha. I'll snitch to the new general manager. I'll tell on you."
Yeah, right? I sent him boobs.
And then she said, paper or plastic.
That was a sack joke.
Sack occurred. I wrote back, "It ain't over till Lizzo sings."
I know. I didn't post that you said that because I thought that was so brutal. And I was iffy about if I should screenshot that.
No. She embraces that, though. Well, I think I could say that, right?
I need to turn off my Ring app, I think. Yeah. Well,
you know, I mean, she embraces that.
I think it's okay when she does it. It's when you're calling her fat. And
might
she
be a little gray area.
I didn't say fat. I just said it ain't over till myself sings.
And what does that mean?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Right. Exactly right.
All right. Then she sends me, "Is that Snoop Dogg dancing? Or who is that Snoop? It looks like Snoop Dogg."
I looked up winning, and that was just a guy dancing.
What were you doing, son? Sunday. Where were you?
In bed.
You were in bed with
us? Yes. She had a lot of time.
Oh, man, I pictured you at, like, Duke's or, no. or down at, what's the other place you go to?
The tailgate. The tailgate. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the one down in Sedalia.
Buds. They only have one TV.
It's black and white.
Yeah, so, no, I was in bed.
You were in bed doing this?
Hi. I told you I've been sick all weekend.
She was lonely. She needed some interaction with somebody.
I know, because I haven't talked to anybody.
That's even worse.
No.
I thought at least you had a couple of drinks, didn't you?
Oh, no. All that tea and coffee.
This is even worse. This is sober taunting.
Yeah. This is raspberry tea.
Highly caffeinated, Jamie.
All right, so Super Bowl is coming up. Obviously, you're for Kansas City, right?
Right. You know what I did love, I have to tell you? So that commercial with that woman, she's the first coach to be a female in the NFL.
San Francisco.
Yeah. And you know, I liked it because it was so authentic, that commercial, because it literally showed video of her playing football when she was younger.
Yeah.
And she really did want to be a football player. And so I just love that she's on there. And she's going to be the first female coach in the NFL during Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's so cool.
So that's amazing.
Yep. Good for her. So San Francisco takes on Kansas City. And you're going for Kansas City, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Carson, I think you're a San Francisco fan, right?
Absolutely.
Why are you a San Francisco fan?
Emmanuel Sanders is on there. He just got traded to there. Well, I know, but I still root for him. I love him as a player.
You're one of those.
What?
Well, Jamie goes back years and years and years.
First radio
she lived
job.
There. First radio job. Big time Kansas City fan. Loves the city. Loves Arrowhead. Blah, blah, blah. You're going over some trade that happened like 3 months ago.
Hold on. My second point to that is I will never root for the Chiefs.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Broncos fan through and through.
No, you're right. A lot of people gave me crap about it because they feel like it's sliding them.
Yeah, well, you have ties there a little bit.
But obviously. And so it was the first place I moved away from home and first time I ever really experienced like professional sports.
Yeah,
in a city where there's professional sports. It was pretty amazing.
Right.
I'm 19 years old. Like my eyes are this big at Royals and the Chiefs and it was crazy. So anyway, but a lot of people then are saying you should support the AFC champ. So I don't know which side.
You can look at it many different ways. So I'm trying to pull up a something I retweeted and I don't see it here.
Here's an interesting question. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. I saw a meme yesterday and I guess it was Pat Bowlen. It was a quote that he had that no true Bronco fan can ever root for anybody in the AFC West to ever win a Super Bowl.
I saw that quote, too.
Did you see that?
From Pat Bowlen? I didn't know.
I think it was Pat Bowlen. Okay, I think that's what it was attached to.
I wondered why it was a quote because I was like, who's saying this? But I saw it did go viral.
Yeah, because the one I saw had Pat Bowlen's picture with those sunglasses on. Yeah. So I think it's a quote from Pat Bowlen. So when I saw that, I thought, well, I will say, it drop all the shenanigans, I'd much rather see Kansas City win. I really would. I'm not a San Francisco fan.
I really wanted to see the Titans and Kansas City and the Green Bay. Yeah, I really did. So here's a bigger question. Who does Joe Montana root for?
Oh, he's got to go with San Francisco.
You think?
Yeah, that was his heyday.
I don't know. No, yeah. Kansas City is pretty darn good. He was great, in fact, in Kansas City.
Well,
he was great.
Yeah, he was. He did a good job because if you put that same scenario on Peyton Manning.
Good point.
Peyton Manning probably roots for the Broncos far more than the Colts.
Absolutely.
Because he feels like the Colts dissed him, right?
Right.
When he had the neck injury, they let him go. So, yeah, you might be onto something there. I don't know. I don't know who he'd go for.
Because he is the Peyton Manning between the two teams.
Right.
Yeah, so I think he goes Kansas City.
Yeah, it could be the case.
I don't know. Let's ask him.
All right, so you're Kansas City. I haven't really chosen yet. You're San Francisco. What about you, Spadil?
I like Patrick Mahomes, so I think it'd be cool if Kansas City won.
He seems like a nice guy. I don't know him, but I don't know. Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
He is so great, and his mommy loves him. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Did you see his mommy?
I did.
It's just so sweet. And his players love him. The one guy is like, this is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, who yells that, right?
Well, he's going to get you a bonus.
You got to love the guy.
He's going to get you a big, fat bonus.
But he's great.
I love it.
He's really good.
No, he's absolutely phenomenal. Best quarterback in the league right now, by far, right?
He's amazing.
Yeah, all right. So the Super Bowl is at Super Bowl 54. I can't believe how much these commercials. Have you seen what the commercial prices are?
I have not.
Oh, to buy 30 seconds in the Super Bowl, what are they, like $10 million?
Yeah, something crazy.
I think Bloomberg, who's running for president, that Michael Bloomberg guy out of New York, and Donald Trump have both bought one 30-second ad for $10 million each.
Oh, my God, they did?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Both.
They better be good.
$10 million. I don't know if I'd do that if I were in their position, simply because it's a long time till the election. Nobody's going to remember it, are they?
Well, if they're good, like if they make fun of themselves, like if Donald Trump, like, you know, wet down his hair and showed us where his hairline really is.
Took his shirt off.
I watched that. You take your shirt off.
Eat a Big Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. Or yeah. Bloomberg, like, yeah, I hunk those chicks, you know, something like that. If they were like honest and
funny. Yeah, he's on a massage table.
Yeah.
Getting a massage.
Right. You know, if they did stuff like that, I totally remember
that. Yeah, you have to remember that.
I don't think that's what it's going to be, though. Not for $10
million. And did you see regular tickets are going for $4,800 each?
Yeah. The highest one that sold in the last 24 hours, $70,000.
Really?
For one ticket.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
I have not. I've only been to a World Series.
I've been to two. I've been to two Super Bowls. I was at the Super Bowl when Whitney Houston did the national anthem.
Wow, that would have been amazing.
Sure was.
I don't know how, what's her name's going to do. I saw her sing at a boxing rink, in a boxing rink. What's her name?
Demi Lovato.
Thank you. My God, you're awesome. And it didn't move me.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't surprised by it?
She didn't move me like a Whitney Houston or...
I saw her do, gosh, I can't think what it was, but it was very impressive. Because I don't look at her as a singer that much.
Yeah, that's all she is.
Well, no, but she does some Disney. Acting, too.
She was a Disney girl.
Yeah, she was a Disney.
So that's how you think of her as Disney girl?
More so than I do a singer.
Really?
I don't feel like she's a huge superstar when it comes to singing, but she was very impressive the time I did see her.
I don't know. So, we'll see how it goes.
Here's the other one, though. The halftime show. J-Lo and Shakira. I feel like there's going to be a lot of boobage.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be action boob packed.
I do. I feel like you're going to see a lot of boobage.
I didn't think about it until you said it, but dude, you are right on.
J-Lo's going to bring that, and then Shakira's going to be twerking a lot.
Yeah. Well, Shakira likes to, you know, show
shake
it too.
Hips, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be some sexy time in the halftime show. I do predict that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, but thank you. Yeah, that is going to be something.
Super Bowl 54. Wow. I think Kansas City's going to win just because of that quarterback.
He's amazing.
He is amazing.
And he just seems so humble. I just want to hug him.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.